Welcome to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, the podcast where business and industry connect. BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, brought to you by BIC Media Solutions, the leader in branded marketing and advertainment for the energy and Christian marketplace.
Hello, this is Mark Peters with BIC Alliance. We are doing a preview of our November issue, which has just arrived, and most of everyone should be reviewing it. It's a great issue because we're coming up on Thanksgiving in the holidays, and one of the things that's very important to BIC is the spirit of Thanksgiving. And Earl Hurd, our founder and CEO, his column this month from the publisher, display an attitude of gratitude and why the spirit of Thanksgiving should be year-round. And it's a great place to start off your reading of the November issue when you get it. I also have Dylan Krieger here, who is our managing editor. How are you today, Dylan?
I'm great, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Good. Can you start off by telling us who's on the front cover?
Sure. This time we have Advanced Pressure Systems, or APS, on the front cover. And first and foremost, they showcase their material removal group, which is the combination of three really well-known water blasting brands under the APS company umbrella, which are Aquadyne, Flow, and Hydrocat.
And what editorial coverage do they have?
Their editorial coverage actually features lots of testimonials from big-name clients like Pacific Petroleum, as well as a more personal sidebar on the company president and managing director, Brendan Shackelford, who really brings a unique blend of experience to the company, including hydro lancing in his early years in the U.S. Navy, actually.
And what is there anything that particularly interested you in the coverage that they offered?
Well, I guess the one other thing I would want to mention about their article is they talk a lot about their new Husky Tier 4 pump system, which is a portable ultra-high pressure hydroblasting pump that really just maximizes performance and decreases safety risks. So they're really positioning themselves with that product as a go-to source for just any and all hydroblasting needs.
Another area that's one of my favorite in each month's issue is the BIC Attends page. This month, it's going to be on page 10, and there'll be pictures of people at the various conferences we attend. We attend about 70 of them each year, and also seminars, company functions, plant openings. So make sure you take a look at it, see if you see any friends. You'll definitely see people you know from BIC Magazine on there. Well, Dylan, what other editorial coverage articles caught your eye in preparing this issue?
Well, I was happy to include a feature on Callon Petroleum's president, CEO Joe Gatto, who talks about the future of the shale boom and whether we'll see any peak or decline in U.S. shale production in the next decade or two. Another feature from the Gulf Coast Industry Forum that was held recently in Pasadena offers some insight from Kurt Barrow, who's VP of Midstream and Downstream Oil Markets for IHS Market. He talks more about how, at least for the moment, shale from the Permian Basin continues to really revolutionize energy markets around the world, not only on the Gulf Coast. We also feature some leadership insight from Erin Stroud, the president of the Society of Professional Women in Petroleum, which is an organization working to diversify the energy industry and get more women on the path to STEM success and careers with those good paying industry jobs that we see becoming available more and more as baby boomers retire. So that's an excellent feature I would encourage to check out as well.
Well, one of the articles you mentioned, Kurt Barrow, one of the items that really caught my eye in that was about U.S. crude oil should be growing to approximately 16 million barrels per day by 2025, though it may stabilize at that level. That is just such a phenomenal growth rate and has allowed the U.S. to start leading the world in petroleum and natural gas production. There's a great graph at the bottom of that page on page 12. That looks at the way that this has changed between Saudi Arabia, Russia, and the United States. This really does help the geopolitical system greatly in the U.S.'s favor. It's been a long time coming, but it really just shows the ingenuity and creativity of the U.S. industry and what they're able to accomplish with disparate technologies that weren't really being used before. Did you see anything in this issue, Dylan, that surprised you?
Well, I guess speaking of technology, I'd say a lot of our conference coverage this issue, it's on this theme of this misperception we often have that technology, new technologies, will kind of rob our operations of their humanity somehow. So we see a lot of response to this misconception. ExxonMobil offers examples of how tech innovations still usually depend on this sort of human light bulb moment where we think up a new way to use old tools. And then we have a Shell rep who reminds us of that automating certain procedures actually leaves employees with more time to talk and share ideas and stuff. So it's actually kind of maximizes the human component to automate the things that often waste our time and just kind of drag us down.
Back cover, what editorial coverage did they have?
Back cover editorial coverage this time is on Bill Finger, who's been acquiring and combining companies in North America like Westcon and TEPSCO for several years now in order to really become that industrial service powerhouse they know they can be on the Gulf Coast and throughout the U.S. So Bill Finger, Westcon president and CEO Mark Parsons talks a lot about the company's plans for the future as it just increasingly assists owner operators with predictive and preventative sides of the business in addition to just, as they say, being a labor broker and look to incorporate more emerging tech and everything. So yeah, lots of interesting stuff about Bill Finger's expansion into North America in that article.
One thing that caught my eye, because it's always it's a new event for BIC, but it was very well attended this year. It was the second annual Industry Appreciation Fish Fry that was held back in early October. There's some coverage of it on page 16, looking at the people who attended. These are one of the great benefits that BIC Alliance offers to its members and to people in the industry, or networking functions. This and the crawfish boil that we hold every spring draws a considerable amount of folks to them. Crawfish boil hits about 7,000 people, and 700 people, and the fish fry hits about 550 people this year, the second time we had it. But should check out those pictures and make sure you, if you can, to make one of those events each year. They're a great way to network with plants and with other people and the contractors in the industry. Anything else that you felt of great interest in the issue, Dylan?
Well, I know we have a number of articles on safety in the November issue. I think the ones I found most interesting were just changing public perceptions of the industry by really honing and perfecting and taking accountability for safety standards. So in one Gulf Coast Industry Forum panel, Dow's Jim Haney talks about there being a time that he remembers in not too long ago when chlorine was called the devil's chemical. But now those days are long past with the adoption of better safe handling standards. So that's just one example, again, of those changing perceptions. We also get an update on OSHA's new crane operator qualification standards, which are really kind of making sure that those same safety standards are observed across job sites across the U.S. So that's an important update, too, just those safety updates, continually seeing the industry just go above and beyond in safety is great.
Yes, it is. I also read the article on page 82 with great interest, which was about the water of the U.S. That was promulgated back in 2015 being repealed. This was a rather broad interpretation at that time on what is navigable waters, and it ended up even with if it's just a seasonal pond being included in it, which really restricted a lot of landowners in their usage. So that's of a lot of interest if you're thinking about what type of regulations are out there and how they're being impacted. Another page that's really good to take a look at is on page 133. This is the conferences and meetings that, and events that BIC will be attending and that also BIC Alliance members will be attending. So for example, coming up in November, we have the WJTA in New Orleans, and we have about 15, 20 BIC Alliance members that will be exhibiting there. And then PowerGen in November 19th, 21st, back in New Orleans, and there's about 30 or 40 BIC Alliance members that will be exhibiting there. So that's a great way to plan out your month if you haven't already. Make sure you get by and see some of the BIC Alliance members at these shows and events. Dylan, do you have any final words or information you'd like to bring up?
No, I think that about covers it. I know we have lots of other great client info and news announcements. I would point definitely to our new products and services section just as a continuation of our tech conversation. We have lots of new products there as well for people to check out.
And you might also take a look at our Twitter and LinkedIn pages so you can see everybody in their costumes for Halloween. That has been posted up there. We also are rather active on social media. It's a great way to get breaking news from BIC Magazine. And also make sure you visit BICmagazine.com for the top news of the day. It is updated every day and is a great means for you to keep aware of what's going on in the refining petrochemical power pipeline market that BIC Magazine covers. And with that, we will look forward to visiting with you again in December when that issue arrives. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable. Log on to BICmagazine.com for industry news and updates. Industry Roundtable is brought to you by BIC Media Solutions, the leader in branded marketing and advertainment for the energy and Christian marketplace.
BIC Media Solutions, the leader in branded marketing, edutainment, and advertainment for the business, industrial, and faith-related marketplace, helping industry partners produce meaningful media in the form of books, films, TV, videos, promotional events, and speaking opportunities. Our goal is to help you creatively communicate your message, not only to a specific audience, but to the masses. Let BIC Media Solutions tell your story. Call 1-800-460-4242.